I am going to Coachella this weekend, happy to not need to see any of the headliners. Because most of the people go over there, and then you can see something that you really want to see. If you'd like to join us in the desert, we've got two more chances for you to qualify for your passes, your sold-out passes for Coachella, coming up today on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb. We have a woman that delivered a baby on a plane when it was landing at JFK. What a crazy story that is. What's up with Florida? A drunk man tried to have sex with a statue of a manatee. Only there. The 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. We've also got a four-pack of Six Flags Magic Mountain tickets in the 5 o'clock hour. And the countdown continues. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Raise your hand if you're full of crap.
If you would like to head out to the desert for Coachella, we've got your tickets. It's sold out, but we've got your tickets in about a half hour. Right here on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Your tickets for Coachella coming up. But first, I don't know if you saw this.
A surprise delivery on board a plane arriving at JFK Airport. A baby was born right as the plane was coming into land on Saturday night. How about that for timing?
I don't know. I feel like that might be the worst timing for the passenger, for the mom. The plane is landing, which is always a little shaky.
On the air traffic control recording, you can hear the pilot of the Caribbean Airlines flight from Jamaica informing the controller about the situation.
Airline pilots are the most calm people on the planet.
We have a passenger that's going to leave at this time, and we'd like to continue direct.
We have a passenger who's going to give birth, and I would like to land.
Hey, Caribbean 5, proceed direct ZTOL, and I missed it. You said sick passenger.
We have a passenger, a pregnant passenger who's going into labor at this time. Requesting direct ZTOL.
Pregnant passenger who's going into labor at this time. Request landing.
Caribbean 5, roger that. Proceed direct ZTOL. Maintain 2,000.
See, that guy's put a little pizzazz in it. Number 5, maintain 2,000, direct landing.
The tone on the air traffic controller completely changed. Oh, we have a baby on board. Oh, well, in that case.
I mean, technically, that does change everything. There's one more passenger that was on the plane when they took off.
Medical personnel met the mother and newborn at the gate. And in another recording, the ground control was heard suggesting the baby, maybe you should name the baby Kennedy.
Exactly. Which is actually a great name.
Is it? A great name.
It is.
And also, at another point, the air traffic controller asks, is it out?
Oh, my, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Did she give birth?
Wow.
Is it out? Right.
Again, I feel like that's an important distinction. What a time to land and give birth at the same time. And now they're talking about, is the baby a citizen of the United States? Which, of course, isn't political at all. Coachella is absolutely sold out. We've got your sold-out passes coming up right after the Paradox. Get the message on the world-famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Ryan from Chino Hills.
Ryan from Chino Hills, your caller 20.
Awesome, thank you so much.
You got tickets for Coachella. It's sold out, but not for you.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's a world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On Monday, we played a 420 catch of the day from Jack White, and I did some researching on whether he was touring or not. He's touring in Europe, but I saw on Third Man Records that he had a stop planned for Coachella, and this was Monday before they announced it. So I was like, hey, there's a rumor that he might be at Coachella. That's the kind of the fun thing about Coachella is rumors go around. Some of them are true, some not. But then the next day they announced Jack White was going to be there. I usually make a intense schedule where I get the app and then you put in the bands that you want to see and you make a plan so that you could be here for something to eat and then make sure you get there in time for that band. And then you got to hoof it all the way to the other side. I just said hoof it all the way for some reason. And then you get there and you see that band and it's all very intense because there's too much to see at Coachella. And I usually accomplish about 10% of it. So this year, I think I'm going to pull back a little bit. Jack White was announced. He's going to be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Mojave Tent. I'm going to make sure and see. My Friday band is Turnstile. They're playing at 8:05 in the outdoor stage. My Saturday band is going to be Somber because it's his first time. The Strokes are playing Wet Legs, Suicidal Tendency, Black Flag, and, Geese. Oh, yeah, Geese. F*** them. About an hour from now is our 420 catch of the day. That is our new music feature. coming up oddly at 4:20. While we're doing Coachella in mid-April, in Japan, they have a festival of penises. Tell you about that coming up on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Mid-April means Coachella for us here in Southern California. In Japan, mid-April means the Kanemaru Matsuri, which is the Festival of the Steel Phallus.
Have you ever heard of a festival dedicated to fertility?
All right, this is one of my favorite stories because it's one of the weirdest things in the world. And the presentation of it from this woman who is doing the announcing is so up and positive and fun and light, bouncy music. And it's basically a festival for the penis.
Prepare to be amazed by Japan's Kanemaru Matsuri, also known as the Festival of the Steel Phallus.
The Festival of the Steel Phallus.
Its imagery might seem unusual, but it's deeply rooted in history and cultural significance.
It does seem a little unusual because they're carrying floats of giant penises.
Join us as we delve into the fascinating origins and traditions of this extraordinary Japanese celebration.
I hope the celebration of the penis starts with a shrine.
A journey begins with the Kanayama Shrine, a place of ancient reverence in Kawasaki. Legend has it, prostitutes once prayed here.
Let me stop you right there. Legend has it, prostitutes once prayed here. What?
Seeking protection from sexually transmitted infections.
No one's ever talked about sexually transmitted infections more positively and upbeat.
Their devotion shaped the early days of the festival, focusing on health and safety. The heart of Kanemaru Matsuri is its spectacular parade.
Now, this is a full-on parade where families come out and line the streets, and the floats are all penises. This is a real thing.
A truly unforgettable sight.
I can attest to that.
Three portable shrines, known as Mikoshi, are carried through the bustling streets.
These are the three super-sized penises that they carry through the streets. Big enough that it takes like 12 people to carry it.
These shrines prominently feature phallic symbols, central to the festival's meaning.
I mean, right, but you can't put one set of boobs in there? They gotta all be peni? Is that the plural?
The most famous is the large pink Elizabeth Mikoshi, a true crowd favorite. These symbols represent fertility, a wish for abundant life and new beginnings. The atmosphere is incredibly lively.
It's not at all creepy. Stop looking at me like that.
With participants and spectators enjoying the unique cultural display.
I mean, it is unique.
You'll find phallus-shaped candies and souvenirs.
Excellent! Penis candies and souvenirs, little hats with penises on them. This has everything.
Adding to the playful spirit. It's a celebration of life, fertility, and community, making it truly unique.
Yeah, we got that unique part.
What about the butt?
Nope. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four next.
I'm going to tell you about an MDMA garden gnome. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. Megan Holliday was just yelling, get it together! To me. We had the 420 catch of the day on the way. Right now we have three things at four.
K-Rock.
Three things at four.
Number one, a teacher in Chicago is facing serious trouble after allegedly letting students place sport bets using her phone during class.
Wow.
Which honestly feels like the most chaotic version of hands-on learning anyone has ever tried. Reports say that some of the bets were bigger amounts of money too, like 50 or even 100 bucks, which raises a lot of questions. Mostly, why are these kids balling out like that? How do they have all this cash? And honestly, the real question that investigators probably want answered is whether she was just supervising the bets or taking a small teacher's fee off the top. Officials say letting minors gamble is a major violation of school policy and the law, but the internet is mostly stuck wondering what class was this? Statistics, economics, advanced DraftKings, maybe? Either way, the kids were technically working on their numbers. This is the teacher that you want right there. Number two, Dutch police uncovered one of the more unusual drug bust items after discovering a 2-kilogram garden gnome made entirely out of MDMA during a seizure in the southern Netherlands. I saw a photo of it. It is incredible.
Oh, is this how they were shipping it? Like to try and disguise it?
I think so. They were trying to disguise it. And so
officers initially just thought, you know, it was a decorative lawn ornament.
Right.
And then they tested it and they found that it was a solid block of these synthetic drugs. And they have a lot of issues in the Netherlands with MDMA production and, you know, being sold and all that stuff. So that garden gnome is equivalent of over, you know, thousands of ecstasy pills. And as part of a larger drug investigation, but I give them 1,000 points for ingenuity.
Sure.
With this.
Sure.
I'm going to bring one for everybody else to go check.
Just lick its nose and go out.
Number three, a 24-year-old American tourist has been arrested after illegally traveling to North Sentinel Island, which is one of the most restricted places on Earth and home to the isolated Sentinelese tribe. Authorities say he made the trip by a small boat across open water, attempted to get the tribe's attention by blowing a whistle, and then left behind a can of Diet Coke and a coconut as offerings before collecting sand samples and filming video, of course. The tribe have had little to no contact with the outside world and have almost no immunity to common illnesses, which is why the island has been strictly off limits to outsiders for decades under Indian law. Officials say the man now faces serious legal consequences and could spend several years in prison if convicted. But he got the content, dude.
Got that social
media.
He got
the content. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This week we are focusing on Coachella. This is a song by Interpol from 2004. It's called Slow Hands. This is the fifth time that they have played Coachella. They're playing the Coachella stage late Friday night at 11:45. And it's Slow Hands. It's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's not new, but it's a song we don't normally play, Slow Hands. That is from Interpol. They're playing late Friday night at Coachella. That's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. In the 5 o'clock hour, it is story time.
So coming up, the very best phone call for the topic we give out. You can win a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Tell us your story again about the dude that snuck into the island
the
that
idiot.
Probably killed them all.
Yeah, 24-year-old American tourist has been arrested after illegally traveling to North Sentinel Island, which is one of the most restricted places on Earth and home to the isolated Sentinelese tribe. Authorities say he made the trip by a small boat across open water, attempted to get the tribe's attention by blowing a whistle, and then left behind a can of Diet Coke and a coconut as offerings before collecting sand samples and filming video. And so, you know, they've had no contact with the outside world, so they can get sick really easily. And basically, this guy is arrested, could go to prison for a very long time.
But
he got the content, bro!
He got the content.
He got the content!
Now, here's the thing, though, is that we have an audience made up of people who will sneak in places they're not supposed to be.
Yeah, me being one of them.
Same.
Yeah, I've snuck into Coachella way back in the day a couple of times. A
lot of people snuck into Weenie Roasts over the years. Yep.
Woo-hoo, jumping that fence.
Yep, jumping the fence at the back. They always had security there and never watching. So we're going to take your phone calls of you snuck in someplace you didn't have tickets.
Woo-hoo.
800-520-1067 is the phone number for your stories. I snuck into the Grammys and the Oscars.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I snuck into pretty much everything.
That's big time.
Yeah, for the Oscars, I tried the tap the guard on the shoulder trick. Have you seen that? Where you wait till the guard's turned.
Okay.
And then you tap him on the shoulder and go, remember my face. My wife has my ticket inside.
Oh, my God.
And then you walk
so
away.
Good.
And then you come back and get his eye. And he goes, yeah, come on in.
Oh, my God. That's so smart.
And it didn't work.
What?
And he said, no. And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, you have to go talk to the producer. So I went to the producer's truck. Executive producers, and I started yelling because I figured if someone's yelling, they just want to get the lunatic out of there.
Totally.
So he said, someone take care of that guy and get him out. And then they just let me in.
And they
cool.
got you in.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so epic.
It's pretty cool.
I want to go with you to the Grammys next year. Let's do it.
All right. So you snuck in someplace. 800-520-1067. And for the best call and or text,
you're going to win a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
It's K-Rock. You snuck in someplace.
The 626 said, snuck into the Rose Bowl game with my fiance. Got in line, waited to see the most distracted security guard, walked right past him and disappeared into into the crowd. That's how you do it.
I love it. 800-520-1067.
K-Rock, you snuck in someplace you weren't supposed to be.
Yes. My name is Kira, and in 2017, I snuck into the Golden Globes pre-party. Ooh. I was working for something. I was a makeup artist at 17, and we had gotten hired to do something for that pre-party. And when I showed up, I guess we were called to go back. And I said, I'm already in. I'm not going back. So I ended up getting fired from that job, but I got to hang out with a whole bunch of A-list celebrities.
Yes.
Drinking champagne and eating grapes.
Who are you hanging out with?
Nicole Kidman, Evan Peters, Woo! Hugh Jackman.
Okay, it was 100% cool. Worth losing the job, I would say.
It's so worth losing my job.
Yes. I'm proud of you.
We are taking phone calls at K-Rock for You Snuck In Someplace. And for the best call,
we got your tickets, a 4-pack to go to Six Flags.
All right. You snuck in somewhere?
So I was out in Palm Springs. There's a PGA event out there back when Bill Clinton used to, or the Clinton Foundation hosted it. And there was a grand ball gala thing after. So it's like $1,500 a head.
Ooh.
Me and my buddy, oh, hey, let's just give it a shot. We'll roll through and see what happens. So just as we're getting there, the Clinton entourage is getting there. The presidential limo goes by.
Oh, so you showed up at the same time as the president.
Nice.
Woo.
A bunch of other people go to the parking lot. Me and my buddy go to the parking lot. We hop out. So we're walking right behind his Clinton's entourage. So they get to the door. They're like, Clinton? Yeah, Clinton's, yeah, Clinton's, yeah. They get to me and my buddy, Clinton's, and we're like, yeah. And then we just had a great time.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
That's so perfect.
I love that they just took for granted you were part of the party.
Yeah, you with the Clintons? Absolutely.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, thank you. You snuck in someplace.
All right, well, I was a kid. We didn't know what it was. We just, you know, we weren't supposed to be there. It was in Long Beach. It was back in 1990.
Okay.
I was in junior high, and it was a festival, whatever. So it was me and my cousin, and my cousin didn't speak English. So we jumped the fence.
And you didn't know what this festival was?
And it was awesome. It was a gay pride thing.
It was a gay pride event?
Yes, it was a gay pride event.
Okay.
And everybody was awesome because we were the only kids there. And they didn't kick us out or nothing. Everybody was super nice. I don't know if they thought that we were a couple. We're just kids. Now we're like 13, 14.
Right.
It wasn't until we like, wait a minute. People are, you know, men were holding hands and, you know, the ladies. And my cousin was the one that put two and two together. We didn't leave.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Because it's a party.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Snuck in without knowing what it was. That's
yes.
Strong.
Yeah, I mean, we just know that we had to pay to get inside, and we didn't know that we weren't supposed to be there. So you tell the kid you're not supposed to do something.
Yeah, of course. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, I snuck into Irvine Meadows multiple times, saw many, many bands, got to eat backstage. And how I did it was wearing a yellow jacket and had a walkie-talkie.
Yep.
A security jacket. Very smart.
That's the key.
Yes, and it was insane. I got to party with everybody down in the pit. I did at least 12 shows. And then at the end, one guy caught me. He caught on to what we were doing. Big jock guy. He's all, you're a zero. Give me those walkie-talkies and we'll let you go.
Oh, my God.
I go, nope, not giving you the walkie-talkies because at the time, they cost $1,000.
Wow.
They arrested us, put us back in the chain link fence area and backstage. Like we were zoo animals.
Oh, my God. You were in Irvine Meadows jail, dude.
Irvine Meadows jail.
That's pretty great.
Wild Rivers. That's how we got in. We jumped the fence right there.
You do good work.
It was insane. We got backstage. We hung out with everybody. I did it for about 2 years.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, you snuck in someplace.
I did, yeah. So I was in Vegas with some buddies, and we were going to see Dead & Company at the Sphere.
Yeah.
Only issue is they all had tickets, and I didn't.
Right.
So we line up. It's me and, like, five other buddies for the security. I'm kind of in the middle of the pack, and then as they're just scanning the tickets one by one, I just chin held up high, stroll right in there.
Yes!
No issues whatsoever.
Got to be confident. Where did you sit? By your friends?
They had five seats in a row, so we just snuggled a little close.
Oh my God, I love it so. It's crazy how much confidence just gets you places.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Yeah, and it was one of the best nights of all time.
All right, we do have Coachella tickets in about 20 minutes, but that's not what we're doing right this second. We are taking your phone calls on You Snuck In Someplace.
And for the best call, you will win a 4-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags.
You snuck in someplace?
Yes, I snuck into Coachella.
Yeah,
let's
me
hear
too.
It. Back in 2013, maybe it was 14, me and my friend, we liked sneaking into concerts.
How'd you do
it? And Coachella. I mean, Coachella had layers. I haven't been there in 10 years, but it was like we had to get into parking. That was one sneaking.
Right.
And then we had to jump on the back of a truck, like a work truck, to get into this camping area.
Oh,
right.
God.
And then we got to the final layer, and it was so guarded that I was like, I'm just going to run through and go into a crowd. I ended up getting, like, tackled. So it was kind of a fail gone right, though, because they held me hostage for a little bit. Some dude high up was like, Why'd you do it? And I was like, you guys are sold out. My favorite band, Cage the Elephant, is playing.
Oh.
And he walked me through, like, this area. And I thought he was walking me out. Then we ended up going through the festival. And he's like, I'm going to walk this way. And he's like, but if you get caught without that wristband, there's nothing I can do. He, like, let me go at Cage the Elephant.
That's pretty great.
And just started. God. And it was, like, one of the best times I've ever had.
But you know what I like is that at his heart, that guy wanted you to see your band.
Yep.
Yeah, it was amazing.
K-Rock, hello.
Back in, like, 2013, San Francisco had the America's Cup. But with doing that, they built, like, a outside pavilion for concerts. And my husband and I at the time just happened to be walking by, and I had to go to the bathroom so, so bad. And I could see porta-potties beyond the ticket takers and beg them, like, hey, please can I use your bathroom? And for some stupid reason, they told me yes. So we went in, went to use the restroom, and my husband went to leave. And I'm like, you idiot, we can't be leaving. We're already in. I was like, just keep walking. And always, whether it's a first festival or a concert, it's the easiest way to sneak in because they don't know what they're doing yet. So the back bar wasn't even open. So we ended up climbing up the scaffolding to sit on the roof of the bar, watched the concert from there, did some dirty things on the roof, and it was an amazing Imagine Dragons concert.
Wow!
Wow, that may be the best one.
I know.
The whole day was just great.
Oh, my God.
In spite of your husband.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Yes, I snuck into the convention center parking lot where they had their bands up. You know, basically just getting ready for a show.
Right.
And I drove up, and the guy asked me if I had my pass. And I said, I left it in the office. He let me in. I didn't know that that's what was going on. When I drove in there, I actually parked. And who do I see? Brandon Flowers right before the concert. So I'm hanging out with Brandon Flowers from The Killers, hanging out with the drummer Ronnie. I got a cool picture with Brandon Flowers, but with Ronnie, I actually had a beer with him because I had a couple in my car getting ready for the show. So it was a pretty cool day just for driving to the wrong parking lot.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I like it. You just stumbled into it. Well done. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I'm calling about the sneaking into a place.
Yes.
We ended up, myself and about three of my buddies turned around. We used to go to Universal Studios, and we figured out the back lot and what we needed to look like the people working back there. And we ended up doing this for about 2 weeks. We ended up getting jobs on two shows and got movie credits, and we never got paid.
What? You got movie credits?
Your name was in the credits.
My name was in the credits, yes.
What kind of job? Like, what were you doing on set?
It was basically just the PA work. It was, you know, whatever they told us to do, we kind of just wing it.
Oh, my God.
I love it. And from after the first day, they expect you to be there, so that makes sense to them.
Correct. We just asked what time our call time was tomorrow, and we came back the same time.
I love it. You had to know enough about the business, but you did.
Correct.
Pretty strong.
Oh, my God. These stories have given me life today.
Right?
Yes.
Favorite?
I really respect the guy that went to
security.
Yeah, the walkie-talkie.
He dressed up as
Irvine Meadows. Yes. He was put in Irvine Meadows jail. Basically, his name is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Yo.
You are our winner.
Woo!
All right.
Well done. Tough competition today.
You really did. Yeah. Honestly.
No, I was listening. There were some crazy ones, but those days back then were just the best. I could never top what I've done in those days, for sure.
I love that you were in Irvine Meadows jail. I don't know a lot of people who've been there.
Between Link and they wanted my walkie-talkies, and I stood tall and wouldn't let them take them.
Nope. You can see that song and that band on Sunday at Coachella.
Woo-woo! And I've got your Coachella weekend 2 passes coming up at 6 on the world-famous K-Rock.